Welcome to She Struts Radio, where we give voice to women's stories, longings, pain, deepest heart's desires, and dreams, and support them in being unapologetically vocal, visible, and vulnerable women, happily claiming their place in the world. Now, here's your host, author and speaker, Deborah M. Ricks.
Welcome everybody to She Struts Radio, and I am your host, Deborah M. Ricks, and I am light. I am so happy that you decided to join me this evening. What I expect to be an exciting show. Why? Because I am here, you are here, and we have an amazing master who is joining us this evening, and so get your numbers ready. We've just entered a new year, and as expected, we are expecting some new stuff. And trust and believe, I don't mean material stuff, because I'm in the middle of trying to get rid of stuff. But we want new experiences, don't we? We want the desires of our heart to be fulfilled. And so this evening, I had this master, and I mean that with every part of me, because I've been knowing this gentleman for probably, maybe 15, 20 years. And he gave me a reading some time ago, and he was spot on then. And recently, as we were talking about having him on, he gave me just a forecast, and I got so excited because I get to share him with you. His name is Craig Wright, and he is a native of Baltimore, and he studied religion and philosophy in his youth as a member of the Baltimore Ethical Society. And he holds a degree in psychology and metaphysics. And he's an ordained minister, metaphysical minister, and a certified metaphysical practitioner. And he's going to tell you more about his how he came to be this amazing numerologist. I'm not going to read all of his bio. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you. Welcome to She Stress Radio, Craig Wright.
Thank you, Deborah, for the opportunity to share with your audience. I want to say Happy New Year to everyone, and I really appreciate being here tonight.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thanks for saying yes. Thanks for saying yes, because we were trying to get you on, and you said, I can do the 7th, and I said, I'll take it. Come on, because the first of the year, you know, everybody's trying to get this year straight, get it better than it was last year, have some experiences that we said we were going to do last year, and here we are now. We haven't gone around the world. We haven't attracted that soulmate, or we are haven't released some stuff. And so I want you just to tell people about numerology for those who don't know, because I learned some stuff when you were on the love journey recently that I just, it's hard for me to totally wrap my mind around how numbers can tell us so much about who we are and where we are headed. So tell us a little bit about you and how you started numerology, studying it, and how did you cultivate such mastery in it?
Well, thank you again for the kind words. I guess my study of numbers started very, very young. I showed an aptitude for math and science as a young person, and my parents decided that I would be an engineer. You know, when you're young, your parents make decisions for you. They try to present you with the best opportunities that they can. And mine decided that engineering would be a good way to use this aptitude that I had for numbers. So that's kind of how I got started studying math and science, the Pythagorean theorem, taking geometry, a lot of math and science in my life. And turning point. I had an epiphany. When I was 21 years old, my best friend died from a drug overdose, and I wasn't even aware he was using. And when I had that experience, it taught me a lot about myself. I realized I was not being aware. I was very self-absorbed. I felt like there should have been something that I could have done to help him. And I began to pray for the first time. Up until then, I thought God was a figment of someone's imagination. I thought God was a crutch for the weak. I was studying math and science to become an engineer. I wanted to fly warplanes and drop bombs and shoot machine guns and, you know, crazy stuff like that. But when my best friend died of a drug overdose, I wasn't prepared for that. My faith wasn't strong enough. My roots weren't deep enough to withstand that storm. And I found myself praying for the first time, asking why. Why did this happen? Why am I going through this? What is the meaning of life? And I guess, you know, it's true. When you seek, you will find. When you knock, the door is open. God, the universe, however you want to say it, Allah, whatever you call our creator, began to speak to me through numbers. I began to, if I saw a license plate, for example, I would start hearing information about people. And it all started with a song. It was a song by Roy Ayers, and the album is called Everyone Loves the Sunshine. He's throwing a lemon up in the sky. But on that album is a song called In Search of the Third Eye. And this is a song about secrets of numbers, secrets of sound, secrets of wisdom. And when I heard that song, I was in a state of yearning, wanting to know, so it attracted me. So I bought the album, and this was long before CDs were out. I read the cover, and I discovered the author of that song had read a book by the same name, In Search of the Third Eye. So I tracked the book down. It's by Vera Stanley Alder, and it's called In Search of the Third Eye. And what it refers to is the pineal gland between our eyes. the pineal gland is called the third eye, and this is it's called the all-seeing eye. It's referred to that because it refers to our intuition, and it refers to the fact that we are godlike in nature. We are made of God stuff, and this third eye is a source of wisdom. So I start reading the book, and it talks about the secrets of colors. There are colors that can affect us. The book said, for example, pink will emit meekness. So as time went on, people began to realize women weren't meek. They were just being dressed in pink. 60 minutes did a special.
There was an attempt to make us meek, maybe.
Yes, someone knew what was going on, right? 60 Minutes did a special where they painted one cell pink. They went to a jail, and they painted one cell pink. They painted another cell dark green, and they painted a cell blue. Well, the people who came into the pink cell, on Saturday night, they go to the bars and they bust people, bring them, put them in the pink cell, they go right to sleep. If they put them in the green cell, they kicked and screamed all night long. And they put them in the blue cell, they just started crying and confessing their sins. So that's where true blue comes from, and green is an aggressive color. so they did all
that.
Wow. Well, yeah, really. They also discovered that sound, if your favorite song becomes your favorite song, because there's a note in that song that is in harmony with your vibrations. But what really attracted me, because of my background in math and science, was the secret of numbers. It said everyone knows that number one means leadership, the first, the fastest, the best, the top. Everyone wants to be number one. But did you know that every number had a similar meaning? So this sort of, you know, this appealed to me. It started to grab me. I started to read all that I could. And I went to the Library of Congress just for weeks, just reading every book I could get my hands on about this amazing science of numbers, and I discovered that numbers were different from figures. We use figures to count and measure things on the material plane, but numbers reveal qualities, not quantities. Okay, so a figure, if I'm using a figure, I hold up a pen and say, I have one pen in my hand. But if I'm talking about a quality, I look a little closer and I say, paper-made pens are number one. Now I'm saying, at least for me, they're the best. So numbers reveal qualities. The idea behind numerology is we were all created by the Word of God. And words are vibrations. Right now, I'm just vibrating the air. And we've been trained to use numbers and letters as symbols for those vibrations. Starts in grade school when the teacher says, that's the A sound, boys and girls, but we're going to call that B. So we're given the vibration and given the symbol for it. So it follows logically, since words are vibrations symbolized by letters and numbers, and we were created by the word, the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday are symbols for the word that created us. In Jeremiah, verse 1:5, we find out that before we are formed in the womb, we have a contract with Creator. This lets us know that we are spiritual. We are spiritual beings in a material world. We're on a journey, a temporary journey. We're traveling in the material world, and we've chosen a body. But before we pick this body, which is also here to help us express what we came to do, we had a contract with our Creator. The numbers in our birthday reveal what God gave us, his side of the contract. That's solid as a rock. The letters in our name reveal what we promised. Sometimes we slip a little. So as a numerologist, I help people review their prenatal agreement, if you will, by reminding them of what they promised to do and the gifts that they have to work on. These are internal gifts. You can go to school to help develop them and polish them up. But these are gifts that are internalized. See, each of us has the ability to be a co-creator. So we never have to worry about lack or want or need if we are aware of our gifts and we have that faith and that belief, knowing that we were created by the Word and our Father doesn't want to see us without. We can embrace our gifts, utilize them, and fulfill, walk in the direction of the contract, the promise that we made, and abundance will be at the end of that path. I'm not saying there won't be bumps and humps on the path. In fact, the more blessed you are, the more problems you're going to have. Look at Job. Job lost everything he had, but he got it back tenfold, and he was God's favorite. So I'm not saying I have a magic bullet that will erase any type of misery or challenges that you'll have, but you'll know you're walking in harmony with Spirit. It'll give you the faith to move on, because at the end of every challenge is a blessing. It's a blessing waiting for
you. But you seem to have known right away what your calling was. You answered it. How come so many people don't? I mean, is it that
well, as a matter of fact, when I began to study numerology, of course, I did a self-analysis first, and that's when I discovered I was a number 7, and sevens are here to study, to do exactly what I was doing. So it was almost like it was an awakening that no greater love is there that a friend laid down his life. So what I thought was the worst thing that happened to me became the best thing that happened, and I was able to follow my path because I became aware of the spiritual world was real, was true. Most of us had well-meaning people. I mean, my mother and father loved me dearly, but they wanted an engineer in the family, but it turned out there was another plan for my life, and it wasn't until in my later years when they saw me developing clientele and writing books and teaching that they began to stop saying, we wanted an engineer. What happened to you? You know how that is. But
I cannot tell you exactly what an engineer does, but I can tell you you are helping people to engineer their lives with your knowledge.
That's how I think of it. I'm building bridges from the material to the spiritual world, linking people up.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm curious, although I don't want you to go too far into it, because I definitely want to get people on so that they can start getting some readings. But did the numbers, studying mathematics, help you? And you know, because you studied that, and here you are, you're still dealing in numbers.
Well, yeah, it was. I didn't know it, but I was being prepared by the universe. I had different intentions, but the universe had other plans. In fact, I had an older brother who wasn't too happy with the fact that I was good in math because he wasn't getting good grades in math. So he would have a yardstick, and he would say, oh, so you're smart in math, huh? So when my mother and father would leave, he would say, okay, smarty, take the number 5, add 4 to it, divide that by 3. What's the answer? And if I didn't get it right, I get a little swack with that yardstick. So he was also preparing me. He was also preparing me so that when I get a call tonight and someone gives me their name and their birthday, I'll be ready to add those numbers quickly and accurately. Thanks, bro.
So do you find that to be the case with all of us, that there are things that we are doing, things we've done in our childhood, in our earlier years, that are preparing us, but we don't know it? Like, people go to school and they'll say, well, I don't see why I need to study all this math, all this English, and I don't know why I need to do this. Do you think every opportunity is used in some way, or is anything wasted?
No, we are always exactly where we are supposed to be, because the outside world is a reflection of our inner state. So if you are in a place where you don't like it, or you're saying, how did I get here? It's time to do a checkup from the neck up, because the mind is soil, thoughts are seeds, and we reap what we sow. So if you want to change your world, you simply have to change your thoughts, your perceptions of reality.
Wow, okay. So get your numbers ready, and they already have their numbers ready, but as I, we're going to go to a brief break in a minute, and I want to ask you this question. So I made some changes in my name. Does that affect
anything because my name used to be spelled Deborah with an H, but people kept mispronouncing it, so I took the H off, and now I spell it with a capital B and no H. Does that change anything? Because I know that you use the letters and then you add them up and you do all that magical stuff you do.
Yes, it does. It changes a lot. As I mentioned before, Jeremiah 1:5 tells us that before we're formed in the womb, we have a contract with God. There's another scripture, Psalms 90, verse 12. Moses says, teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. There's another psalm that tells us that a good name is better to choose than riches. So, yes, your name is very important. In fact, the great master Jesus changed the names of many of a couple of his disciples to give them a little tune-up for what they came here to do. He was changing people's names all the time. Like, what, you all call me who? What's that all about? That's because he was a numerologist. So when you took the H off of your birth name, you went from being a number 35, okay? The letters in your birth name add up to the number 35. And H being the eighth letter, you subtracted 8 from 35, which left 27. Now, that was the change, so let me tell you what those numbers symbolize. The number 8
no
is a symbol.
No bad news. I don't want to eat bad news.
So here's what you did. Here's what you did, okay? Now, keep in mind, your birth name doesn't change. Your destiny, even though you changed it, the fact that that was your birth name, it still remains your promise. Your,
okay.
The way you change your name defines your approach to keeping that promise. But your birth name is a 35, which is a number 8. And the number 8 is a symbol for money and power. It's a power vibration. The 8 literally means as it is above, so it is below. Two circles, one on top of the other. And we find out information about the number 8 in the story of Moses. Moses was a number 8. Okay? So Moses was God's representative of power here on earth. When God wanted to step to Pharaoh and bust the little thing he had going down there, he sent Moses in. In fact, the word God is also a number 8. So the 35 is an 8. It symbolizes money, power, authority. It's a very dominant, aggressive vibration. And what it means when it's being expressed in the female capacity, as you've chosen, is it means you're not Susie Homemaker. You didn't come here to be barefoot, pregnant, to bake cookies. You came here to delve in traditionally male-dominated arenas and to show the big boys and the big girls can get the job done too. So that doesn't change. In fact, the 35 is called the inheritance age. So throughout your life, you are going to inherit money, position, and power. It's coming your way. Now, by changing to the number 27, okay, the number 27 is called, well, in the scripture, we find out the 27 is God's favorite number. We find that out from the story of Job. Job had a lot, lost everything, but he got it back tenfold. And J is the 10th letter of the alphabet. O is the 15th letter of the alphabet. And B is the second. That's how you convert letters to numbers. Okay? And 10 plus 15 plus 2 add up to 27. So by dropping that H, you actually made either a conscious or unconscious decision that you were not going to be guided by material principles alone, that chasing money was not going to be your thing, that you were going to be a type of individual or a type of attorney, since I do, that you're going to take on the pro bono case. You're going to take the underdog, you know. You're going to be trying to help the poor, the sick. People can't even pay you, even if you did take the case. So that's the 27. It's the number of giving without thought of return. But everything that you give and everything that people take from you, because you also open yourself up for those type of experiences by dropping the H, okay, trying to help someone, you turn around, the guy, you open up one pocket. While you're reaching in to give them something, they're reaching around, putting their hand in your other pocket. So you brought those type of experiences on, but it's also a number of selfless giving, giving without thought of return, giving without thought of return. And we know from the story that that type of giving is what reaps true benefits. So that multiplies. Everything you give, or everything anybody takes from you, will be multiplied and will come back to you tenfold. So even though the irony of it is, even though the H, removing the H means at some point in your life you made a conscious decision, you're not going to go for the material side of life, but the spiritual side, by doing so, it means you're going to become even, your potential for wealth is even greater. It's like Solomon said, I don't want money, give me wisdom. And he became the richest man in town. So it's that type
of
energy.
See what I tell you, folks? Okay, I know they're chomping at the bit. They want some of this. So we're going to take a brief break. And when we come back, I'm going to open up the line. And we're going to,
okay,
you know.
Okay, here's what I will need first name. And month, day, and year of birth. First name, month, day, and year of birth.
I'm sure they can deliver that. And then we're going to open up, though. I want you to give your information because I sometimes we get caught up at the end and we don't get all of that. And I want to make sure you give it when we come back and at the end so that people can get in on your specials. Go to your website. I know you have a book. The name of your book is It All Adds Up, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
That's very memorable, and I'm surprised that I remember because it is memorable, I guess. So we will return. You're listening to She Struts Radio, and we have a master on, Dr. Craig Wright, and he's a numerologist, the practitioner, metaphysical practitioner, and we'll be back to let him give you some readings and forecast. Now, he'll tell you when we come back just the distinction if you don't know what those are.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel.
I guess my word this evening is wow.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Nina Simone, Nina Simone, Nina Simone, Nina Simone. She's trying to come back and sing Simone for us. You're listening to She Struts Radio, and I am your host, Deborah M. Rickson. This evening we have a master with us, Craig Wright, Dr. Craig Wright. And he is about to do some readings for you. But first, I want him to tell us how you can reach out to him, because he's making some offers this month so that you can get something in writing. Okay, because when you hear it this evening, when he does a reading for you or a forecast, you want this in writing. I'm definitely going to get one, right? I want the forecast. And maybe I might get the reading also, but I want it in writing, and it can be a guide for you. So, Dr. Wright, tell us how to get in touch with you, how to get your special, what your special is, and just let people know how they can get this in writing.
Yes, well, I'll be glad to. This month, the entire month of January, I'm offering half off of my forecast. So if you want a if you order a six-month forecast, you'll get a 12-month forecast. If you order a 12-month forecast, then you'll get an additional 12 months for free. So you'll get 2 years. So if you order a five-year forecast, you'll get 10 years forecast for the price of five. And you can place your order at www.craigewright.com. That's CRAIGEWRIGHT.com. Remember, it's half off, so if you want a yearly forecast, just order 6 months. I also have a book imprint that Deborah mentioned. It's called It All Adds Up. You can acquire a ebook copy at the website, and you can also, there's a link also if you want to get a paperback. There's a link at the website that will take you to my publisher, and you can order a copy, a paperback copy as well.
Thank you, Doctor. Okay, if you would like to get a, which one are you doing? You're doing a forecast, Dr. Wright?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you'd like a forecast this evening, press the number one, and you'll be in the queue, and then I'll plug you in, okay? And I see a caller, 773. Welcome to She Struts Radio.
Hi, Deborah. This is Janine. How are you?
Hey, Janine. I'm great. Nice to hear from you, my girl.
Yes, yes.
Again,
and Dr. Craig Wright. I want to give my husband, he's sitting right here, his name is Brenton, B-R-E-N-T-O-N.
Okay, B-R-E-N-T-O-N. And when is Brenton's birthday?
3-6-1954.
Okay. I'm going to start with the day of birth. Remember, our birthday reveals gifts, talents, skills, abilities the Creator has given us. And the number six is the number of the servant. God created men and women in the sixth day. Okay, this is where information from numerology is not only revealed but also concealed in the scripture. We can find out about the numbers by what the scriptures say. So because God created men and women not on the third or the fifth or the seventh but the sixth day, people who were born on the sixth love to help people. They're teachers, counselors, nurturers, anything having to do with rescuing people in need. That's the number six. It's the number of the servant. And the Bible tells us that the greatest among us will be the servants of us all. So, Madame, calling in for Mr. Brenton, you have the honor of being married to one of the greatest souls on the planet today.
Yes, I
am. I'm going to add up now. I'm going to add up the month, day, and year. The month, day, and year is called the birth path, and it reveals the one of the tools, our ultimate gift, the day is a tool, the month is a tool, and the year. But when you add your month and year, that's the ultimate tool, the gift that you have to work with, okay? So I'm going to add 3 plus 6, that's 9. I'm going to add, and for the year, 1 plus 9 is 10 and 54. 10 to 54 is 64. 64 and 9 is 73. That's what the month, day, and year add up to. But we don't stop there. I'm going to add 73 to get 10, and finally 1 plus 0 to get 1. So the birth path, the gift that Brenton was given, is the gift of leadership. Everybody knows what it means to be numero uno. They should not be surprised that this is the first call. You called, but instead of giving me your birthday, you gave me his, and he turns out to be what? The number one, the first one that we did. So, see, it may appear that the universe is in chaos, but everything is in divine order. We're out of order, not the universe. So he is a number one, the first, the fastest, the top, the best. Would not be surprised if Brenton had his own business or at the very least was head of the department or supervisor or expressed leadership in some way. Many number ones do something no one else has ever done. They break ground. They're pioneers. So, again, one of the greatest souls, a great leader, is indicated. That's the gift. How did he promise to use it is represented by his name. Brenton is 2955265. So that's 2 and 9 is 11, 21, and 2 is 23, 23 and 11 is 34, and 3 plus 4 is 7. This is the number of faith and wisdom, the number 7. This is the number of a natural. Now, it doesn't matter if Brenton studied under Pastor Billy Joe Bob or went to the seminary. Sevens are our ministers. Sevens are here to minister to others. It's the number of faith. So Brenton is a mountain mover, a man of faith, an excellent writer and communicator as well. So that is how he decided to use his gift as a number 7. Sevens are here to share truths, to open people's eyes, to be a light. So that is Mr. Brenton. Would not be surprised if he was a minister or a teacher or maybe even a social worker, someone who rescues others in need.
Well, there you have it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Janine. Thank you, Brenton. Now I know more about your husband through his numbers. All right. We have bear with me as we navigate. Okay, 868 410 868.
Hey, you guys.
410-868. Hi, Asia. How are you?
I am so good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Yes.
I'm so glad you asked that question about the name change.
Oh, are you? You changed your name too?
I had the same question.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So what is your birthday?
I am April 3rd, 78.
Okay, you said you had a question about a name. What is your birth name?
A-S-I-A. I already did the numbers for you, listen.
Okay,
I'm a
what is your name?
I got a reading from you years ago, but I wanted an update.
And what is the name you're using now?
A-Z-Y-A. Well, I use them both interchangeably, actually.
I do, too, actually.
Okay. The first name you were given at birth, A-S-I-A, is a number 3, so it matches your day of birth. The 3 is the number of singing, painting, dancing, writing, anything artistic, decorative, being an artist. It's also a number of youth, so you will always appear younger than you are. No one's going to believe your age, so keep your ID with you. 3s are very spontaneous, very youthful, and they have a very, very special ability to work with children. As I mentioned before, your name and your day of birth are they match your birth name. So that means basically on your contract you say, okay, God, I'm going to be whatever you want me to be. When the name matches a number in your birthday, that's how we as numerologists interpret that, okay?
Mm.
But threes have a tendency to scatter their energy, to go in many different directions, to have a lot of fun, to talk about what they want to do, but some threes never get anything done. They live on someday I'll do this, someday I'll do that. So by changing your name to AZYA, now you're operating under a number 17 vibration. And the number 17 is the most intense and powerful of all the numbers. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Moses was a 17.
Mm.
Okay, so you're redirecting your energy from joy, happiness, and frivolity to joy, happiness, and meaningful purpose.
Mm.
And you're also adding to the likelihood that you can be paid for your art. You know, we always hear the story of the starving artist. So many artists have great talent, skills, and abilities, but they don't get paid for them.
Mm-hmm.
But by changing your name to the spelling that you did, you enhance the opportunity that you can do what you love and get paid for
it. Oh, great.
Okay. So let's take a look at the rest of your birth date. 4 and 3 is 7. Your year, 1 plus 9 is 10. 10 and 78 is 97. 7 and 97 add up to 104. So you're a number 5. You're a number 5. 5 is a symbol for freedom and change. Freedom and change.
Wow.
With your number 3 birthday, you are not here to work 9 to 5. Here to sing, paint, dance, write. Sales would be an excellent expression of the number 3 and 5 energy. Travel, adventure, excitement. And with your birth path, you will never accept the word can't. That is not part of your vocabulary. As a number 5, you're here to be God's change agent and cause some trouble. So you don't hear people saying, uh-oh, here she comes. If you don't hear that, you are not on your job. Yeah. You are not
Ooh,
on your
that
job.
That is you, girl. I know. Well, you know, it's funny because I was going to say, well, Janine, you didn't tell us that people like how much was accurate about Brenton, but I can tell you that was darn accurate about me.
as they say in other
that
parts of the world,
on.
That was spot on.
Yes.
That was spot on about you, Asia.
Yes,
indeed.
All of it. All of that, right?
I feel
well,
the urge.
Thank you so much.
If I may, just one more thing. I'm feeling the urge to share with you. To follow through on your ideas. You're very creative, but you come up with an idea and you stop before you finish things. You start and stop and start and stop. Then you wonder, well, why haven't I accomplished all these great things people say I can do? Make use of your vision board and don't do anything new until you've accomplished one of the 3 or 4 things that are your top goals. Don't try to do just one thing. You're multitasking You were multitasking before they invented the frame, but you're doing too much. You're doing too much. You have to narrow the things down to 3 or 4 and don't do anything else of those 3 or 4 things until you have manifested them. Follow through. Keep your vision. Don't let other people steal your faith. Keep the vision of what you want until it manifests. It's as simple as that. And what you desire will be yours. You may be moving this year. I want to share that with you as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Whoa. Wow. Woo, baby, I'm excited for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just wrote a blog about that whole consistency follow through thing. That is the theme of 2016.
Follow through.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
and it will
you.
Be yours. You're very welcome. God bless.
Love you both. God bless you.
All right, Asia. Okay. I hope I'm not just I'm navigating this thing, so bear with me. 963-410-963. Welcome to She Struts.
Hello.
Yes. 963.
Yes. Hi, Deborah. Hi, Dr. Wright. This is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Is that T-R-A-C-Y or C-E-Y?
T-R-A-C-E-Y.
Okay.
And
hey,
my
Tracy,
birth date, I'm sorry.
Yes, when is your birthday?
7-16-1967.
Okay. I don't know if you noticed, but your day of birth, the 16th,
yeah.
1 plus 6 is 7. So as a numerologist, the first thing that I notice is that your month and your day match.
Okay.
That's a tip-off. That's a tip-off to us numerologists. Whenever the month and day or month, day, or year, any of those three-digit matches, it means you are an old soul. You have been here many, 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 many times before.
Wow.
In fact, this could be your last, the last need for you to have a physical manifestation.
Wow.
The only thing that you are working on in this life experience is patience, diplomacy, tact, and self-confidence. Patience, diplomacy, tact, okay, don't go blowing people up. Got to be tactful. Tactful, okay. Yes, you have the ability to look beyond the superficial and pierce through the nonsense, but don't go blowing people up just because you know to look behind the curtain. Don't embarrass the Wizard of Oz. Okay? Now, the number 16, again, there's a scriptural reference to this number. And the scriptural reference to the number 16 is the story of the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel. From that story comes the saying, pride precedes the fall. Everybody says it. Pride precedes the fall. Well, the story goes, Nimrod was a mighty hunter. He could run fast, throw his spear farther than anybody else. He decided he was going to round everybody up to build a tower up because he was going to go talk to God. He wasn't happy with the way things were going. God perceived this arrogance and pride and struck the tower. Confusing the language of the people, scattering them. They couldn't even talk. They didn't understand what they were saying. So they could no longer take on these arrogant and prideful endeavors. So the number 16 is a warning number.
A warning, okay.
Yes. And the warning is, yeah, you're gifted. You have the potential for fame in this lifetime. But if you succumb to arrogance or pride, you'll fall. So the number 16 is called the number of the fall. So at some point during your life, without any seemingly cause whatsoever, you could lose everything you had. Your security could go away. A job could vanish. It could just all of a sudden you have a business. The next thing you know, the office was sold off for hotels. The people you were using to recruit from started their own business. Anything could happen because the number 16 must be grounded in faith.
Okay.
This is a very, very spiritual vibration. And until you're walking in faith and have awakened to the fact that God is real, you're subject to lose everything that you have. It could come as a bolt of lightning. But if you're putting other people first and you are awakened and you're conscious, as I know you are because you're an old soul, you've been here many, many times before, the 16 gives you the opportunity to live life as a mystic, as a very wise person, very much aware, very intuitive. Your dream will bring you messages, and it also will make you a talented writer and speaker and an eloquent communicator. Two examples of 16, one who embraced their gift, Janice Jackson. Another example of a 16, one who did not embrace his gift but embraced arrogance and pride, was Tupac Shakur.
Oh, wow.
So the 16 can lead you to wealth, fame, glamour, all the imaginable glamour and riches that we want. But it can also take you out if you forget where those riches are coming from. So you have to give God the praise, give God the glory, and put others first. Live a life of service, and there's nothing that you can't accomplish. It also means, Tracy, if you haven't yet, there's a book in your future.
Wow. That's confirmation. Thank you, Dr. Wright. That right there was confirmation. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Wow.
Thank you, Tracy. Go ahead, Doctor.
Well, I don't want to take up too much time if you need to get some people on, because I could just keep on rolling.
Oh, okay. I'm going to let some other people on. I have some people that kind of lined up here. So thank you,
okay.
Tracy.
Thank you so much.
Go to CraigEWright.com and get your forecast and writing or your reading. It's certainly worth it. All right.
Yeah, Tracy, you are a leader. You are a leader. Start to look for the people to delegate your ideas to, because you can't do it all yourself.
She heard you, I'm sure. Silas, but 443-418. Welcome to the show. 418.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we sure can. Could we have your first name and birth date, please?
Dolphus 7/2/1951.
And could you spell your first name, please?
Hey, Deborah. D-O-L-T-H-U-S.
D-O-L-T as in Thomas, H-U-S.
No,
yes. P as in Paul.
P as in Paul, D-O-L-T-H-U-S.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Your name is 4, 6, 10, 20, 28, 29, and 3 is 32. Your name vibrates at number 32, 8, 9, 12, 22, and 10, 32. Yes. A very significant number in that the birth date of America is a number 32. July 4th, 1775, when they declared the Declaration of Independence. If you add 7 and 4, it's 11. 1775 is 14, is a 20. It was 76. And 1776 adds up to 21. And July the 4th, 11 and 21 is 32. Same as America's birthday. That's your name. It's significant in that the number 32 is symbolic of an energy which God uses to express victory. In fact, the number 32 is called the ruler of all nations and people. And that's why America is always poking their nose into everybody's business, overthrowing regimes, going in, setting up dummy governments, knocking people out of power, because the number 32 is the ruler of all nations and people. So it's a vibration through which God expresses victory and superiority. So that's what you came here to express, victory and superiority, to express the spiritual aspects of God and how good guys finish first. That's what you came here to express. Expect for a lot of people to think that you're being, that you think you're special, or you're being bougie, or you're going to have a tremendous amount of haters. It always comes with being a number 32, because of what you came here to express. Victory, glory, winning, all things associated with authority and power in a good way. In fact, the only thing that can defeat you is you. Okay? The number 5, again, stands for freedom. So working 9 to 5 is not necessarily what you came here to do. When you're here to express victory and rewards, you can do anything you want. You can become an entrepreneur. You could become a professional athlete, a professional entertainer. A lot of things are open to you. So let's look at your gift for a clue as how you decide to use, how you decided, or what gifts God they gave you. You decided to use a gift for victory and power. That's your name. But the gift that God gave you starts with the number 2. And the number 2, when we hold up 2 fingers, that's the peace sign. So the number 2 stands for patience, peace, cooperation, diplomacy, and working in groups and organizations. Okay, the 2 also bestows the gifts of spirituality and musical abilities. A lot of 2s play the piano or guitar or drums, stringed instruments or drums are what 2s really can get into. 2s are also collectors of things. A lot of 2s can't throw anything away. but if you need something, wow, where's that bill? Where's that bill from 1924? Oh, I got it. It's right here. I didn't throw it out. That's the number 2. So this enhances the ability to hold on to things even more. So it gives you the opportunity to do things that are detail-orientated excessively well. Where other people will give up and lose patience, the 2 can just hang on in there. So 2s make great bookkeepers, accountants, and brain surgeons, people who you want to take their time to do stuff. So Dolphins, don't let people rush you. Always take your time. The 7, your month, is a number of faith. When we add it together, 7 and 2 adds up to the number 9. This bespeaks you had to grow up. You had some experiences in your early days that required you to grow up in a lot quicker than most people your age. And you experienced some losses require you to become a leader early in life. But the purpose of those early experiences was to teach you that you could rely on spirit. No matter what was going on around you physically, spiritually, you were grounded. When we add that 9 to your year, 1951, 1 and 9 is 10, 51 is 10 and 51 is 61. So we're going to add 9 to 61, and that's the number 70. Okay. Now, 0 in numerology, in the beginning, 0 is a symbol for God, and 7 is a symbol for faith and wisdom. So as a number 70, this is a man of faith that I'm talking to. You have a minister's chart, okay? Whether you decide to go to seminary or study the courses, it doesn't matter. Long before there were schools, God was plucking and picking his ministers right out of thin air. And our arms are too short to box with God. So wherever you decide to go to the ministry school and study with Reverend Billy Joe Bob for 3 or 4 years, you have a minister's chart, which means you have a connection with God and the ability to analyze and explain things to others. It's an expert's chart, the number 70. This year for you, 2016, which is a number 9 year, this year for you, because your month and day add up to 9, when we add your month and day to 18, that's a universal vibration, we get the number 27. So this year for you is going to be a year of birth and the start of new ventures. Things will be growing and blossoming and bearing fruit this year. It's a very fertile, promising time.
Yes, yes.
So if you've been planning to launch a business, a patent, an idea, or launch a venture, this is the year to do it.
Yes, yes.
The things that you do this year are going to produce a tremendous wealth.
Yes.
So that you can be about your Father's work. Get ready. You ask for it. It's going to be yours.
Yes. Hey, that sounds good, brother. I'm going to, Brother Wright, I'm definitely going to your website, you know, and, yeah, because I like the reading. Some of it was spot on. I couldn't believe some of the stuff you were saying because that was describing some of my feelings to the T. Very, very nice. I'm glad.
You're going to need a financial advisor. God is telling me to share with you. You need a you're going to need some financial experts. not friends, not partners, not buddies, financial experts. Okay?
All right.
All right.
That's a great problem to have, right, Dolphin?
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Dolphin. So I'm going to let someone else in.
Cheers.
If you have a desire for a reading or a forecast, I should say, press one, and we're going to get you in. Let me get... I think it's 882-443-882. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Yes.
Hi, Deborah. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
How you doing? And I apologize. I had you on speaker, but my birthday is 11/2/66.
11,
and my name
two.
Is spelled, yes, 11/2/66.
Okay.
And my name is spelled V as in Victor, A-L-E-R-I-E.
Okay. There's a number that shows up that is most prevalent in your chart is the number 2. I'm looking at your vowel total, and Valerie, A is the number 1. It's the first letter. E mm-hmm. is the fifth. Of the alphabet, so it has a value of 5. You have 2 of those. I is the 9th letter. So your vowel total is 1, 5, 9, 5. A, E, I, E. And if I add that up, it's 20.
Okay.
And 2 plus 0 is 2. It shows up in your day of birth and also your month, the 11th. 1 and 1 is 2. So this number 2 is very strong in your chart, and this is a number of patience, peace, cooperation, bringing people together, forming partnerships. It also bestows great sensitivity to aesthetic things, so a spiritual connection will be very essential for you. As
okay.
As I mentioned before about Dolphus, who also had the same day of birth as you, the two can give musical abilities with stringed instruments and drums. It can make you a collector of things. it gives you the that's a kind way of putting it. Everybody else is going to call you a pack rat.
Yeah.
And a hoarder. I'll call you a collector.
Thank you.
But number two's out there. If you're born on the 11th, the 2nd, the 11th, or the 20th, or the 29th, Dolphus, this goes for you too. Don't throw anything away before you have it appraised. The things that you hold on to may have value.
Yes.
Okay, twos can go out and see a rock. Oh, that looks nice, and pick it up, and they'll discover it's an asteroid or it has some types of minerals in it. So this is a gift that you have to see things and collect things that will have a tendency to start to go up in value. So other people may make fun of you, but no, I'll call you a collector. You have an eye for things that can begin to go up. So don't throw anything away before you have it appraised. You
okay.
may be pleasantly surprised. But
okay.
the 2 is about partnerships, harmony, peace. So a lot of your life is going to focus around sensitivity, partnerships, issues like that. So this will make you a great counselor because it gives you great empathy. You have the ability to see both sides of a situation, and this will give you value as a counselor when people turn to you for advice.
Okay.
Now, because your month and day are the same, it means you are also an old soul. You've been here many, 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 many times before.
Yes.
I believe and that. You've come here in this life experience to express power and authority. Okay? You are a number 17, and there's 1 plus 7 is 8. And the number 8 is a symbol for money, power, authority. So you're here to run your own business, to be head of a department, to be supervisor, to call the shots, to restore balance into any situation. In fact, Valerie, when everyone else is running around saying, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, you will be calm as a cucumber. Okay? Eights operate better under pressure than they do in everyday life. An eight will go into the kitchen, and they say, if you can't stand the heat, stay out the kitchen. Well, a number eight goes into the kitchen with a fur coat on, turns up the oven on broil, turns on all the burners and say, boy, it's cool in here. So by that I mean you have the ability to respond to any situation.
Okay.
And because you have the ability to respond, you have to be prepared to take on a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah.
You're going to be the one people look to.
Yeah.
Okay? You're going to be the star. I don't care if you're the baby or the family, everybody's going to turn to you. They're going to look to you. It's the power.
That is so true.
Yes, yes. This year for you, if we add your month and day, it adds up to 13, and this is a number 18 year. Okay, so we have 13, adds up to 31, and 3 plus 1 is 4. Now, the number 4 stands for order, and very often another word associated closely with the word order is law, law and order. So this may be a year where the influences and vibrations of law and order start to show up and appear in your life. There may be some competition or some obstacles or some legal dealings that you have to deal with this year.
Yeah.
Okay? Difficulty with others, dissension. I mean, you're a 17. We saw how God used a 17. He sent Moses in the Pharaoh to start something.
Yes.
Letting people go, we're going to stop this this temple building, we're going to stop all this activity over here, let these people go, everything that makes you Pharaoh, all these slaves, pack them up, I'm taking them with me. Okay, so God uses the number 17 to speak truth to power, to speak truth to power. So it's not unusual for these types of differences of will or conflicts, if you will, to show up when you're a number 17. Okay? Rosa Parks was a 17.
Wow.
Harriet Tubman was a 17.
I'm in good company.
People who spoke truth to power and didn't care what the law of the land was, they were following God's law. Moses didn't care what Pharaoh thought. He was following God. So this is a year where you may be called upon to speak truth to Pharaoh, to pick up your sword. And if it does come up, don't worry, you win.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Valerie. Thank you. I hope that resonates with you.
It does. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I appreciate it. Thank you, Deborah.
You're very welcome.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. I can see her doing that, too.
I was scared just talking to her.
She's like speaking truth to you, huh? Yeah. So here we go. I got some more people, and we got some more people. They're here. They want their numbers, baby. All right, Valerie, thank you. I don't want to
thank
click
you.
Off the wrong person.
Thank you.
All right. You should, yeah. Okay, here we go. 560-443-560.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, this is my name is Chadwick. Birthday is June 4th, 1971. I'm actually Tracy's husband.
Okay, is that Chadwick?
Yes.
Okay, 6-4-1971.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to start with your day of birth. The day of birth was like a first brief look into the character, and yours is a number 4. My birthday is May the 4th, so I'm a 4, too. I have a number 4 day of birth. The number 4 is a symbol for work and orderliness. Work and order. In fact, if you watch these cop shows on TV, I don't care if they're in Philadelphia, Baltimore, or Chicago, when the cops go on, they all say the same thing. Code 4. Code 4. Everything is in order. So as a number 4, you're going to be good with numbers, measurements, regulations, the law. Fours work with the government. They work with numbers. It also makes you a very good manager, keeping things in order. So not only can you manage businesses for others, but you can also design systems of your own. 4 is a number of self-sufficiency, and 4 is the vibration through which all energy passes through 0 from the creator up to 9, which is fulfillment. And when the energy comes to the number 4, that's when it leaves the spiritual plane and manifests in the physical plane. So 4s have the ability to manifest their ideas, manifest their dreams, and do things that other people sit around saying, someday I'll do this. 4s get the job done. So what I'm saying, Mr. Chadwick, is you have an entrepreneur's chart. So if you don't have your own business yet, you certainly have all the gifts, talents, skills, and abilities to do so. Don't expect to have a lot of help or a lot of people cheering you on the sideline. In fact, the people who love you or the people you love may be telling you, you can't succeed having your own business. How about the irony of that? But I'm here to tell you that's exactly what you came here to do. You may also... I don't say this to a lot of people because it's not this type of numerology. A lot of people come to me and say, well, what number should I play? Well, it's about spiritual abilities. But I got to tell you, you might hit it.
I
stay so far away from telling people that because of what I do is so far away from playing the numbers and the numbers game and all that stuff. But your chart shows you have the potential to win the lottery, to have an inheritance, or in some way, shape, or form, the universe will provide you with all the resources that you need to start that business. The key is your faith. Your faith. You know about reincarnation, so you're resonating. When I talk about people being here many times before, you know about reincarnation and that the soul comes back and lives on until we grow. Your word is power and your presence is peace. Your word is power and your presence brings peace. You may not have a lot of people cheering you on, but you do have God on your side. Okay? I'm picking up a creative talent that you have that you can express, 9, 10, 17, 18, 5. I'm picking up either singing or painting, expressing yourself in some way, writing, or maybe even working with children. But in some way, what the business you came here to manifest, it will involve your creativity and your ability to express yourself either verbally, through written or verbal, or in some way, an artistic form. Okay? In fact, this year for you is a year to get started on that business. You may even find yourself involved in real estate this year because this is a year of new beginnings. Last year was about letting go. You may have thought the world was coming apart last year, but it was necessary to release you for the liberating experiences of the number 1 that you will have in 2016. So anything that you start this year, anything new, will be successful. Let's take a look at your name. 3 and 8 is 11, 12, 16, and 5 is 21, and 9 is 30, 32, and 3. 32 and 3 is 35, and 3 plus 5 is 8. This is a number of money and power. I've expressed it to Valerie when she called in. She was a number 8, a 17. Doesn't get any more powerful than that. But you're also a number 8. In fact, our glorious hostess was born of 35, and she changed her name to the number 27. Okay, she's going for sainthood this time around. Deborah's going for sainthood. But as Chad with the 35 is called the inheritance vibration, so you can expect to inherit money, position, and power all throughout your life. So your chart is, you will not know lack. Okay, there isn't any lack in your chart, and to the extent that you exercise your free will, you'll have an opportunity to have your own business, to be a supervisor, head of the department, and to manifest a huge organization.
Wow.
Have you ever thought about having your own business?
Plenty of time.
How are you expressing your gift of leadership? God gave you the gift of leadership. How are you expressing that?
I'm a studying minister right now, and I'm a musician.
Awesome. Leadership is definitely in your chart. Having your own, I don't want to make it sound like you're arrogant, but you came here to give orders, not to take them, because of who you are. The leadership and the direction that you're providing is divine. Because
wow.
You are number 10. You're a number 10. And the number 10 means it's just you, that's the number 1, and God, that's the 0. It's just you and God. So that's why I say you're not going to have a lot of people standing on the sideline cheering you on. You may have people telling you you can't do it. You're going to fail, because the test is, are you going to listen to the people, or are you going to listen to the still voice within?
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Wow,
keep moving forward, Chadwick.
Yeah.
The forces of darkness are going to come against you to stop you, but keep moving forward, because your leadership will be an example of the new type of leadership that Spirit is calling into play. You're a pioneer.
Goodness.
It looks like you're traveling a well-trod path, but we know you're a pioneer. You got some new ideas about how to do the thing.
You are. Oh my God.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That's good. Well, I can't wait to hear more about it from your wife, Tracy.
I'm sure she.
I didn't hear you.
I said, I'm sure she will share it with you.
Yes, the holy numbers. The holy numbers are the number 7 and the number 4. Those are called the holy numbers because they embody cross. The number 7 and the number 4 embody parts of the cross. So Tracy is the 7. She's born the 16. The 7, 1 plus 6 is 7, mm-hmm. And you're the 4. Born the 4.
Wow.
So together, it's a good combo. I'll put it that way. It's an excellent combo. You both work together. You encourage each other, and the world will benefit from your union.
Wow.
Well, thank you. We have two more. So I want to see if
you.
I can get them in. I wish you well, Chadwick.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we got two more. I want to get 367, 410, 367, and then 367.
Hello?
Welcome to the show. Yes.
Hello?
You're on, 367. Oh, yeah, okay. you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can we have your first name and your birthday,
I'm so excited,
please?
Okay, my name, my birthday is February 3rd, 1950.
Okay.
And you need my name?
Yes, please.
Okay. Marthann, Marthann, the last name Davis.
Okay.
Hello, Marthann.
Hello. How are you? And, Craig, I like to say we went to Jack and Jill Nursery School.
Jack and Jill Nursery School. I still have my first diploma was from Jack and Jill Nursery School, signed by Miss Julia Brooks.
But Brooks,
I remember those days well. That means you must have had a working mama, too.
Yes, indeed, working mama and daddy. Yes.
A working mama. Nobody was home with their kids. So you were in Jack and Jill Nursery School.
If you want to read, and we got less than 8 minutes, so and I have
one
more person after you, so I know
number,
you want to get to it.
That's number eight energy. That's that number eight energy, boss, and that's around there. When I add time up here, when I add your, I'm going to start off your day of birth. The number three, that's a symbol for expression and youth. Singing, painting, dancing, writing, anything artistic, decorative, colorful, speaking, and working with children. That's the number three. Keep your ID with you. No one's going to believe your age when you tell them because the three stands for youth. When I add your month, day, and year, it adds up to 65, and 6 plus 5 is 11. And the number 11 is a symbol for truth, light, and wisdom. So you are God's lantern. You are a light in a world of darkness. So as a light, you're here to express yourself and be an example for others, okay? Martha, when you are God's lantern, you have to expect him to place you in the darkest place he can find.
Mm-hmm.
Not so you will be consumed by the darkness, but so you can illuminate the darkness.
All right. It sounds like me.
The 11 is called the master teacher vibration. So many 11s work in the classroom, but some don't. As a number 11, as a 65, you are the lesson, the way you talk, the way you dress, the way everything that you do. You are an example for the rest of us to follow. This year for you will be a year of change. It'll also be a year of protection. It'll be a year for you to sign contracts, form partnerships. It'll also be a year for travel. Marriage is such a partnership. So relationships are enhanced this year.
Okay. Well, I am married, so I got a great husband, so I'm happy there.
Well, it's going to get even better.
Cool.
Relationships are enhanced this year. And if there's a place, some place you always wanted to travel to, you're going to have an opportunity to do so. People in high places are ready to accept your proposals this year.
Wish that was last year, but okay.
It wasn't time yet.
Yes.
The question is, are you going to follow through? That's always your test. It's never easy for you, but you always get the job done.
That's true.
So once again, if you follow through, if you're ready to pick that ball back up, pick that torch back up, people in high places are ready to listen now.
Wow. Okay. That gives me encouragement.
So we're going to take a break right now to get your information back out there, you know, make sure that people know how to reach out to you, Craig, so that they can get a forecast in writing. They can get a reading in writing. So if you can give that information out, because we have people, and I thank all of you for joining us this evening on She Struts Radio via the internet, the replay, as well as live. So thank you to be wherever, doing whatever, but you're here. Thank you. So, Craig, could you give people your information so they can reach out to you?
Yes, I sure will. But first of all, I just like to thank you, Deborah, for giving me this opportunity to address your audience. And for those who are interested in finding out more about numerology or taking advantage of the half-off forecast, you can visit my website at www.craigewright.com. That's CRAIGEWRIGHT.com.
All right. Oh, I love my forecast.
And you're welcome. So we got one more person, okay? And So if you want something in writing, please reach out to Craig, and it's so worth it. You can see that, I mean, to have this in writing, you can refer back to it. It would be very valuable. Okay, yes. Thank you, Martha Ann. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Craig.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, as I met, I think this is Janine. Janine?
Yes.
Are you here?
Can you
hear
me?
Before I let you speak, yes. I just want to let you know, all of you know, this is Deborah M. Ricks, and that if you are working on producing a book, birthing a book, I want you to reach out to me. And I have some things coming up for women that I am, God is just pushing them through me, and something scheduled for March 19th at the moment. Look for a place and all of that, but you will hear more about that. Go to my website at DeborahRicks.com. You can download my e-book, write that book, if you subscribe to my newsletter. And just stay tuned. I want you to follow She Struts Radio because we've got some dynamic shows coming up for you. And I want you to be a part of this. We're going to have some dynamic, juicy, succulent conversations, okay? All right. Janine?
Okay. My husband wanted to know the author of In Search of the Third Eye, and I wanted to give you my name and birthday.
The Third Eye is written by Vera Stanley Alder, A-L-D as in David E-R-A. That's her last name. Vera Stanley Alder, In Search of the Third Eye.
Okay.
And the information you're going to give me is?
J-A-N-I-N-E.
Okay, go ahead. It's 90. We got 90 seconds. So we're gonna close this out. Okay.
What was your birthday, Janine?
4/6/65.
Okay. The number six. The number of service, teaching, counseling, nurturing, rescuing people in need. Okay, so that's what you do. You help people. You're always there for them. We find out about the number six in the story of six vats of wine turned into water. So you're a rescuer of others. This year for you will be a number one year. So if you ever wanted to start something new or have a beginning, this is a year for it. It's a number one year under the number 28. Real estate ventures are favorite for you this year, as is beginning and starting any new venture. Look for your finances to increase this year in July. Okay? Major financial blessing coming your way in July. I think I got it in under 90 seconds.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Craig Wright. Visit him at CraigWright.com. And this has been an awesome show. And all of you, thank you so much. This is your host, Deborah M. Ricks, and be kind to yourself. And happy new year and happy, happy new you.
I want to leave that I left behind. When I leave this world, I'll leave no regrets, leave something to